Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We're broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date is February 14, 2013. The world is in turmoil. Most just do not realize it, but we are in the time of the end, the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Please make this choice tonight. If you need help after the program, call me, and I'll pray for you or with you. If you need help, remember, if you get the machine, please leave your name, your number, prayer request, or message. The phone number, of course, is 620-878-4682, 620-878-4682. In an emergency, my cell phone number is 316-619-4886. Folks, you can always find updates with the breaking news, our ministry, radio program archives, and our mailing address at our blog, which is simply prophecyhour.com, prophecyhour.com. And, of course, you add that www to it, could help. Anyway, folks, remember tomorrow around 2 or between 2 and 3 p.m., that asteroid that I've been talking about is going to be flying by the Earth at 17,000 miles. That's pretty close, near shave. Will it knock out some satellites? Could it veer over and hit the Earth? I don't know. Father has the answer, but I would still be prayed up. As I always say, you need to be prayed up at every moment of your life because you don't know how long your life is going to go on. It could be ended in the next second, believe me, by anything. Anyway, tonight we have a special guest, but first we have to have a prayer before we bring him on. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name I pray, Father, I pray that radio tonight goes according to your will and not mine, and not necessarily our guest's will, but your will, Father. So please give everyone out there ears in which to hear the truth, to understand the truth. Please, Father, bless this program tonight. Amen and amen. Well, tonight's guest is an activist, a journalist, filmmaker, film producer, radio talk show host, and founder and director of TheIntelliHub.com. TheIntelliHub.com. You should really check out that site for great news. Anyway, it's one of the most popular alternate news websites in the world and the U.S. alike. Well, if in the world, it'd be in the U.S., right? Okay. Anyway, it was established in 2010. It's ranked in the top 3% tier for internet traffic worldwide. That's pretty darn good. TheIntelliHub.com is one of the few alternate media websites to be picked up by the DrugsReport.com for the Shepherd Ambellus news teams. He's probably going to get mad at me for mispronouncing his last name, but oh well. He does very provocative reporting. He did provocative reporting on the Bilderberger coverage in Chantilly, Virginia on June 22nd in 2012, rather. The Drudge Report headline article for that was Alternate Media Group Plans Wall-to-Wall Bilderberg Coverage. I followed some of that coverage, but I didn't realize who I was tuning into, nor was it my guest that I would have on tonight. This was later spotlighted on the Alex Jones Show and by Alex Jones when he was talking about the power of Drudge. Being at the forefront of an alternate media research community and the truth movement, he's known for his extensive, informative, cutting-edge interviews with hundreds of notable guests and whistleblowers. He has appeared on nationally syndicated radio shows, internet radio, television, several films, books, print news media, including the London Guardian newspaper, in an article entitled Bilderberger 2012 Bigger and Badder Than Ever. Our guest Shepard is an executive producer and director of Shade, the motion picture, which is a documentary film scheduled for release on February 15, 2013, we'll have to ask him about that, which exposes a sinister global agenda of the global elite. Tonight he's here to speak about Shade, that motion picture. The film is co-directed and co-produced by Jason Burmes, producer of several films, including Fabled Enemies and Loose Change, the most viewed documentary in the entire world. While we speak of many things on this program tonight, we take a look at things behind much of what is going on, and we will look at the things hidden for us, the things, well, in the shade, so to speak. Welcome, Shepard. Are you there with me?
Absolutely. It's great to be on the show, Pastor.
Could you please pronounce your last name? I botched it.
It's just Ambellus.
Ambellus. Okay. Well, that's great. In your bio, did I miss anything that you need to tell the people about yourself?
Oh, no, not at all. Yeah, I don't
not
think
at all.
You didn't need me to tell them that much.
Yeah, actually, folks, that's only about half of the bio that I found on the Internet. You're quite a guy. I didn't realize that when I first asked you on. What did turn my head was Shade. I had stumbled across it somehow and watched one of the trailers, and I thought, man, I got to get these guys on. So lead us into it.
Everyone can check this out at Shade the Motion Picture. There's an extensive website, and you can peruse it. But essentially, these globalists, when I say globalists, these top 300 people in the world, 200-300 people, that are essentially oligarchs. They're essentially royalty, some of the top heads of state, some of the top government members, key heads of press, media, the music industry, you name it. People such as John Kerry and Barack Obama,
right.
Hillary Clinton have attended in violation of the Logan Act. These type people attend these meetings like the Bilderberg meeting, which I'm talking about. This meeting was considered a conspiracy for a long time. In 2012, it was exposed to a whole new level. Many members of the alternative press were there, mainstream press, and it got some exposure. And, essentially letting people know, the reason I'm talking about the Bilderberg meeting is, and why it's so important is because you have, 230, 240, 250 of the world's most influential people in business. They're sitting there talking and people would say, well, that's not necessarily a conspiracy. They're free to do that. Sure. But when you control, corporations like they do, when you're heavily invested into certain sectors of politics, like they are, the economy, how things work, the banking structure, these people tend to actually literally have enough pull to pull the strings of the world, and essentially they're trying to form a one-world government. And not only that, go ahead, Pastor.
Yeah, I was going to say something. Let me ask you a couple of questions. First off, for the people, what does the word oligarch mean?
Oligarch. An oligarch or an oligarchy is essentially these, royalty, these rich elitists that have been around for thousands of years.
Okay.
The queen, or take,
example.
Absolutely. And these, then these people have sons and daughters, and these sons and daughters, as Webster Tarpley would say, these are the stupid rich sons and daughters of oligarchs, carry on their legacy and it's all carried out through incrementalism and legacies, and You know, some of these guys are rather diabolic in nature. Some of them are probably just have personal goals to, you know, do whatever they can that suits their interests. Some might not be evil. Some are essentially really evil. And these guys are connected to all sorts of nefarious programs, including geoengineering, terraforming programs that they're profiting from, changing the world's environment, destroying plant and animal life, sea life around the world. You know, they're involved in banking scams, the whole banking structure. They're trying to form one world governments. And these are the things that we address in the movie Shades of Motion Picture.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let me go with this. I got a couple things. I'm starting to gain some questions from you. I usually view the movie or read the book first, and I have to get my questions from there, but I have a lot for you then. First off, I thought you very well, it's very well described. These people are described on your website as a global crime syndicate.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's really a fair assumption?
Absolutely. Just take, one point a case, Hillary Clinton or Jim Carrey or Barack Obama attending a private meeting such as the Bilderberg meeting is in violation of the Logan Act, and it's essentially a treasonous activity. That's just one small tip of the spear. These guys are heavily invested in the banking structure and the banking cartel. These are the guys that pull the strings in Wall Street. These are the guys that organize the banking collapse. See, when, let me put this in perspective to people. Okay. The United States, the term United States, all capital letters, signifies the corporation of the United States. The 10 miles surrounding Washington, D.C. It's an entity all of within its own. It was established that way. Much like the Vatican, much like a few other things. There's an island in Puerto Rico that the IRS is based out of. You know, there's certain things set up certain ways for certain reasons. But the corporation of the United States, it makes money. How does it make money? It collects taxes from its citizens. To top it off, it borrows money from international bankers. It borrows big money. It borrows $6 million per person. And everyone's Social Security number, if you look on your Social Security card, not your actual number, but there's another number on it. It's in either red or black. This number represents your body in blood on the New York Stock Exchange.
Really? At one point, I never noticed another number on my Social Security card. What is it, in fine print on the back or something?
It's on the back. It's not in fine print. And you'll notice that it's stamped on there.
Really? And I'm going to have to look.
When you look at this number, anyone can pull their card out right now, and you take out a dollar bill out of your pocket or a $5 bill or a 20, this number matches up and corresponds with $6 million worth of U.S. currency, because that's how much the U.S. government was able to borrow if they could prove to the bankers that they could provide documentation for each U.S. citizen. And how would they do that? With a Social Security card. So you have no corporation goes into business to make no money, so they go into business to make money. So they're also collecting taxes and amongst other things. And essentially they couldn't, you know, the reason they were able to borrow this $6 million figure is they were essentially got to a point to where they were bankrupt. And the bankster said, no way, you have nothing for collateral. And they said, yes, we do. We have the people. And so that's how all that came about. But you got this corporation of the United States. So people got to think of it like this. The New World Order, as people have termed these people, or the Global Crime Syndicate, some of these global elites, these oligarchs, these people who have been dominating populations and people for a long time, poisoning our food, poisoning our water supply, dumbing down the population. they've essentially salted into governments worldwide. What do I mean by salted? They've sprinkled their people out into governments worldwide. They've funded them in. They've got them in there. And in the meantime, they've distracted us with football and television and all these great things that they've invented for us to be distracted in. And, you know, they've taken away certain skills from people like reading books.
Right.
You know, they're trying to calibrate.
Let me come in here for a second. I do really, really intend to, and I'm also addressing the folks out there listening to me live. Folks, the level of distraction is just humongous. We live in an entertainment age. People have to be consistently entertained, whether they're constantly on their cell phone texting and being entertained, or you're watching a movie. They give you so many different choices for TV that the people are so uninformed. That's proof is in the pudding. That's why Obama was able to be elected, because nobody knew anything about him, because they were too busy being entertained with what they wanted to entertain you with. And so here's my question to you. So, and I already know the answer, but for the people, do you believe that Obama per se and others are picked, handpicked and put into office for specific reasons?
They definitely are. And Democrats and Republicans are two peas of the same pod. They're all working for the same people. Now, I could tell early on that Obama was going to win this second term due to the amount of funding he had, but Kerry was heavily funded too. And so people would say, well, why would these guys fund both sides? Well, because it's an illusion. Either way, they're getting their money's worth, because they just got to have this illusion that this election really exists. Because when people go to the polls every year and they go to vote, a poll is nothing more than a consensus. So they just want to know what people like. Your vote means nothing. It never has. It never will. There's an electoral college. There's all sorts of other factors. Essentially, they're just taking a poll, but they're putting on a show, making you feel like you have the choice. All the while, they've selected the leaders to be put into place.
Yes. I agree. I got another question for you. So occasionally things upset their apple carts. Do you believe that the freshmen, the Tea Party, do you believe the Tea Party people in themselves are controlled by these people, or do you think that they are kind of, you know, a sore in their side?
Well, when you get into these types of issues, you know, it's almost like talking about like the Sandy Hook school shooting. It becomes a complex issue. It's not that simple, because there could be complex operations surrounding all of this. So I'm sure there's plenty of Tea Partiers that are authentic and have good intentions, but
right,
more than likely intelligence factions like the Central Intelligence Agency have already infiltrated these things, which I've basically demonstrated before. We went to an Occupy protest, and we saw the police logging down license plate numbers and all sorts of stuff. So essentially, you know, they're using these things to their advantage. But, I mean, these people that are involved aren't all – it's not like they're all in on it and they all know. They probably think they're doing a great thing and they're going to get somewhere with it. But any good movement's going to be – co-opted, or, you know, people are going to try to co-opt things at certain levels.
Right.
As with anything, and this is part of the job of the Mockingbird media, people like Anderson Cooper, people like Bill O'Reilly with actual CIA connections, and these people's job is to essentially...
Bill O'Reilly?
Excuse
me. Bill O'Reilly, CIA. That's funny. I don't, you know, Bill O'Reilly, I don't really like the guy. You know, they claimed for him to be conservative or whatever, but it wouldn't surprise me anything about Bill O'Reilly. I just have to say that for the record.
Yeah.
And you know, notice, I'm sorry, I know it's off the topic, but folks, have you ever noticed, Bill O'Reilly thinks that everything that happens is because he says so and he caused things to change. He is really something else.
Well, the whole mainstream news, you know, thinks they create the news cycle. You can't question anything that's not reported on the news. If it doesn't come out of their microphone or their television, then it simply isn't real.
Right, right. You mentioned Sandy Hook. Do you have any thoughts on Sandy Hook?
Well, we did a big investigation at theintelhub.com. If you go to the top of the website at theintelhub.com, there's a tab up there, a green tab that says special reports. You can go to the Sandy Hook investigation and all the links are there. But there's definitely... It's a very complex issue. In my opinion, there was a complex false flag operation being run there. You know, the whole thing surrounding this is, see, you know, people like Anderson Cooper came out and they said, oh, you know, the alternative media is claiming all actors did it. And see, this is a straw man argument because one or two YouTubers or some conspiracy theorists claim that, doesn't mean that's necessarily true. But, you know, it does have the fingerprints of an advanced false flag operation, much more like 9/11.
Right.
And in these operations, you would have carefully placed operatives. Would these operatives be on somewhat of an actor level? Yes. Would they be actors off the street? No. They're going to be, you know, carefully chosen operatives put in certain places at the right time to probably deal with media, deal with certain issues, you know, this and that. Okay. And so
let's break in right here because we've got about 40 seconds before break. I know IntelliHub.com, but what about Shade? Where can you find Shade? They find Shade at.
Yeah, Shade, themotionpicture.com. Go there, pre-order the film. It'll be out March 15th. We've postponed it 30 days. It was supposed to come out tomorrow, but we've added some people to the lineup. There's only over 20 of the top most influential people in the alternative media, researchers, historians, you name it. They're in the film, and it's going to be a great film, so go check it out.
Okay, we'll talk some more about it when we come back. Folks, we'll be back in 3 minutes. You know, you could do like I do. You could just Google Shade the movie, and it'll come right up. Go over and check it out during break, and we'll be right back.
Right back.
What makes deep sea salt from France so different? Up from the ocean depths in the south of France flow undersea rivers of pristine sea water. At high tide, the prepared salt ponds are filled with this water. Over spring and summer, processed only by ocean breezes and sunshine, the brine thickens and salt crystals float to the top. These are harvested with nets and deposited on wooden drainage flats to dry. The salt is then gathered up, packaged, and shipped around the world. This salt is much more than a box of lifeless sodium chloride. Soldiers worth their salt were once paid with this valuable commodity. It contains 78 to 84 balancing elements. This is living salt, and once you have tasted it, you will never go back to anything else. I've seen this salt in gourmet shops for $30 a pound. Get it now at 4spectrum.us for under $8 a pound. Order 10 pounds and enter the coupon code AVRSALT at checkout and save $20. Ships free to your door or call 800-581-8906. Order today.
Food prices going up, homes being foreclosed, unemployment insurance running out, jobs leaving the country. Many people cannot afford to eat or keep a roof over their head. Too many can do neither. Messiah's Branch has a mission church in Wichita, Kansas that helps the victims of this banker's economy, the American people, your neighbors. The mission is the last hope for so many Americans. We need your help to lift up the poorest of the poor. These are men, women, and children who once had homes, now in the street. They all need what you need. First aid, beds, food, clothing, and so on. You can send a monetary gift or a box of necessities to 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Or donate online by going to WichitaHomeless.com or simply call 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886.
Studies have shown that the farm soil we get our vegetables from is dead, meaning it is depleted of minerals. Sulfur is a mineral. Sulfur has been depleted from the soil, which means most people have been depleted of sulfur. Sulfur has been found to transport oxygen throughout the body. You need oxygen. You need organic sulfur. American Voice Radio Network has organic sulfur. Go to AmericanVoiceRadio.com and then to the Superstore to order your organic sulfur. It's your choice. Do you want to feel better or not? Don't forget to tune in to the Sulfur Hour Plus One on AmericanVoiceRadio.com, Thursdays, 6 p.m. Pacific.
This is Pastor Dan Catlin, and you're listening to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. Folks, please remember to pray tonight about a donation for our work with the homeless and poor from our mission church in Wichita, Kansas. Now, of course, the homeless are poor folks, but we also deal with poor people that come in that live around Wichita and around the neighborhood that come in looking for things like clothing, first aid, medical stuff, just all kinds of things. They come in looking for prayers, Bibles, being ministered to. We deal with not just the homeless poor, but all of the poor in Wichita, or a big percentage of them. Anyway, we really need your support tonight. We're in a new month, and maybe everybody's out paying taxes. I have no idea, but donations since the first of the month have been just, next to nothing. They're really, really low. So we really need your help. We found a small bus that we need to replace our mission bus. We need to raise $3,500 to buy this other bus that we found. Our bus has worked for a few years, but right now our bus has a wiring short, which means no taillights. We got brake lights, no taillights. We don't have a heater, and it needs rear brakes, and it needs some front-end work. So really, we need another bus. This other bus, $3,500. Would get this other bus, and it would be a real blessing. A big part of our ministry is picking up people using the wheelchair lift. The bus is very important, so pray about supporting us in that and with everything. But so many people ask, why do so many people come to us for help? Well, love is the first answer. And beyond that, really, we have no set guidelines like programs that you have to qualify for. People just walk in the door, and they ask. They say, can you help me with this? And then if it's something that's just around, like we have clothing and food and so on and so forth, Bibles. But if it's something that's just not right in front of us, then we'll pray about it, and we try to fill that need. We do all kinds of things for people. Anyway, this is why the agencies out there, and there are a lot of agencies in Wichita, they tell all their new employees about the Father's Little Mission Church. You see, when guidelines stop them from helping, they send them to us. People have millions of dollars in their budget, send people to a place that really has no budget. We are the last hope for so many folks, and we are all responsible to care one for another, as according to the word, we are our brother's keepers. All donations, no matter what size, does help. Folks, the people we minister to can't support what we do, but that's why we need your help. To help these people, because we are dealing with the poorest of the poor. The Father does notice all donations that come from your heart. So really, we need your help when you hear this tonight. You can donate online or by mailing a check or money order. You can find all this information out at prophecyhour.com, prophecyhour.com, and, of course, put the www in front of it. Or you can call me at 620-878-4682, 620-878-4682, and I'll give you any information that you need, prayers or whatever. But now we're back with Shepherd, and we're talking about the movie that he's produced, along with we'll ask him who's producing it with him. So welcome back, Shepherd. Are you there with me?
Yeah, absolutely, Pastor.
Well, absolutely. Well, you know, that I don't always know that you're there. I can't see you. Oh, I'm joking. Anyway, where are we at here? Okay, yeah, I was going to ask you, this other fellow, I'm trying to scroll back up to my notes.
Jason Berman.
Tell us a little bit about him and his work that he did.
Well, he's the Info Warrior. I don't know if anyone listens to Alex Jones, but he's known as the Info Warrior. He used to do a broadcast with Alex Jones, and he's one of the makers of Loose Change. It's one of the most, I think it's the most viewed documentary in the world. Maker of Fabled Enemies, and some other good documentaries as well. And, you know, I met him through the Intel Hub. He was doing a podcast for us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I told him about my idea for Shade, which I was already working on, and he said he would help me with it, and it went from there, and now it's evolved into a full-blown production that'll be ready March 15th.
Well, how long have you guys been working on this?
About a year and a half.
About a year and a half.
Yeah, Jason's been involved in like the last 9 months of it or so, but it's been in the works about a year and a half.
Well, I pray that it's a shocking video. To bring it in, so you've got a lot of footage about the Bilderbergers in it, you know, from...
Well, there's a Bilderberg segment in it, and this demonstrates some of the connection to this power structure and how they can influence a part of the world. And there's a geoengineering section gets into a bunch of things surrounding geoengineering activities, but I actually went out to interview, amongst a lot of places we went, but I went out to Arizona, to Mojave County, and interviewed local residents which had blood poisoning from chemtrails, and they've managed to document, the toxins in their blood. And, a group of them got together over there, and, you know, we documented that. That's in the film. There's a billboard reggae artist, Skull, is in the film, and he has a song called Cried Eye, which it essentially talks about chemtrails, talks about geoengineering activities in the song, and that's bringing this to pop culture, modern pop culture. We went out to California to film him, to be in this film as well. And so many, influential people, you know, it has, people such as, Jordan Maxwell, who get real, deep in the film and trying to explain how things really work and just how the world just doesn't work like, you really think it does. And by the end of this film, you'll start to see that. And then the film actually ends with some inspiration. There's quite a plethora of information in the film, and you know, some of the top experts in certain areas. And it gives you an overview of this shady agenda that these elites have in store for us.
Right. Absolutely. We talk about the elites of the world. In fact, I know I've got some people that especially tuned into this program tonight because this is the kind of thing that they're into. One question that I kind of had for you, and I was curious of what your opinion is. I thought it'd be a good question for the people. You said that it involves the systematic extermination of 90% of the world's population, the useless eaters. What can you condense that somehow and tell us what that means? I mean, tell the folks what that means.
Yeah. Well, these elites, some of them refer to us as things like useless eaters or goyim or cattle. And, you know, they have plans and so forth. They've ran the math. They've ran the numbers. People like Henry Kissinger with his National Security Study Memorandum 200, NSSM 200, which he authored, former Secretary of State advisor to a lot of people, Henry Kissinger, and war criminal. And in his study, they detailed, you know, what the world population would be, you know, during certain years in the future. Mm-hmm. And they came to the conclusion that it would be too big. So ever since, they've essentially been actively pecking away at exterminating us through various things like vaccines, putting fluoride in our water, just natural things like these Fukushima disasters, Chernobyl, things like that play into it. But people say, well, the world's flourishing right now. Is there really a population depopulation agenda? And from what all of the research I've done shows is that, you know, there would have actually been a considerable amount more people in the world right now than there is, because they've had a heavy extermination agenda going. In fact, numbers show something like 14 billion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that I agree with you. It had not certain things happened, which they say are accidents or blah this or blah that, then that would there would be more people. I strongly believe that this Monsanto thing and the taking over our food supply is really up there. Is that part of it?
Yeah, you know, it's something we didn't go into big detail in Shade, but it's alluded to, and, you know, there's just only so much you can cover, but, rest assured they're poisoning everything that we have, you know, our air, our water, our food, and it's just getting worse. And meanwhile, they're eating all their botanically grown organic stuff. They're not taking vaccines. These people are very educated, so and this is how they keep things. And like I said, they've salted up into the corporation of the United States of America and other governments worldwide, and they're essentially in control of 98% of the positions in these governments. So, it's just at that point, it's just a dog and pony show for the American people to make them think there's actually a this way or that way pool going on right now, when really none of that even matters.
Okay, well, I have a question for you that bears to answer. I would like to know how you feel about that. You know, these people, the elites are, and I know, folks, that they are really in control, but of a lot of things, but how do we make sense out of, if they have so much control and they have so much power, why is it that they allow people like Alex Jones, yourself, your partner, and I can think of many others that speak up? Why don't they just get rid of those people instead of allowing them to go on, especially, you know, per se in your case, and maybe in Alex Jones and your partner's case? Wouldn't it be easier to get rid of you?
Part of that is that we're out in the public, but I honestly believe that there's some sick element to it. They feel that there's some competition to it. Someone gave them a little bit of resistance, and these people tend to like to glorify themselves. So I imagine they're reading all of our reports, and in some sick way they like how TSA is groping people at every checkpoint now. You know, they like to hear these things. They like to hear their achievements and how it's affecting the people. So they've got to have people, you know, a few people like us around. However, you know, you start pushing around a little too much and weird things happen. The Sandy Hook thing's a good example. I myself, the Sandy Hook and the BP oil spill was probably some of the most hairiest subjects we've covered. But, you know, it seems like...
Throw that in there. I had really never, and I do a lot of research. I'm sorry, other than the thing with the Bilderbergers, I really hadn't been to your site much. But tell the people about the IntelliHub and what they can find over there, because from looking at it today, I think it's a really important site.
Yeah, it's one of the top alternative news sites in the world, and growing fast. We're getting ready to switch to a newspaper format, so it's going to be a lot more expansive. We've added new writers. We're adding more and more writers, a lot of exclusive content, exclusive investigation. But, you know, anything that's legitimately exposing these people or working to better humanity, we're going to have on the Intel Hub, good or bad. You know, I just like pecking away for the betterment of humanity.
Right, and that's absolutely
my real intention.
That's your motivation. Well, then, I know you needed to get out of here earlier, but I did have another question for you. How far do you think, I mean, in the gun, like, for instance, with the gun grab and some of the other things, how much success do you think they're going to have? Do you think that, you know, you're just...
Let me address that. They've already won. How? By way of private corporations, people, like, you know, I don't know if people are aware of this, but you can view this at our green special reports tab at the top of the page, Sandy Hook investigation. Go read all the links. But weeks before the Sandy Hook shooting, Eric Holder, executives from Walmart and others met the Connecticut governor. And they talked about this project longevity. And how they need to start cracking down on these Second Amendment issues and essentially clamping down on guns. And then we see this shooting happen in Connecticut. They've already addressed this because by way of private corporation like Walmart or Dick's Sporting Goods, these corporations have already either limited ammo in some cases, you can only buy so much, or decided not to reorder ammo. And bankers, large banking firms that are ran by Bilderberger members, globalists, have decided not to fund certain firearm manufacturers. So now, whether law goes through or not, whether the American people care or not, they've already limited ammunition and firearms in some cases.
Well, are they? I know the government is buying up. They bought up enough ammunition already to supply a 30-year war. Are they planning for something that's going to happen, like an internal revolution, or are they just trying to take ammunition out of circulation? Any thought?
A little bit of both. They know something's coming down the pipe. I mean, there could be a number of things, even like this asteroid, something like that. Happened to hit.
Have
protocols.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, they have protocols for this type of stuff. The Intel Hub covers stuff like this as well. But they're definitely buying this up in some fashion so it doesn't make it into the hands of the people and that they're stockpiling it. So that's another form of limitation.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go with this. So, Shade, the motion picture, it's another 30 days till it's off. People can buy it in advance, I take it?
Yeah.
Okay, and they can do that where at?
At ShadeTheMotionPicture.com.
ShadeTheMotionPicture.com. At the IntelliHub, do you have links to Shade?
Sure. Yeah, there's banners there, and you guys can go to TheIntelliHub.com and check that out as well. And in about 30 days, we're going to have the new newspaper theme up, and it's going to be even more expansive than what it is, and, pretty interesting stuff going on over there at the Intel Hub.
Yeah. Another question. Shay, do you ask other people to maybe put a banner or something up for that site?
Sure. Yeah. If you buy the copy, you can make copies and pass it out. We're going to put a copy on YouTube available in a little lower quality, but it'll be available for free on our YouTube channel. So everyone's going to get a chance to see the film, whether they purchase it or not. But we suggest you support the film, support the message, because it didn't grow on a tree. And we need to support more people like Pastor Dan, more people out here doing this stuff, rather than support the globalists. You know, you buy a $5 cup of Starbucks coffee, you're supporting large corporations, but you know, there's other people out here trying to better humanity that need things like that as well, like you were mentioning the homeless earlier and whatnot. So
yeah, amen. Well, I encourage folks, so like you say, they could get a banner from you and put it on their website that advertises.
Sure.
Okay, folks, I go over and have a look at Shade the Motion Picture and buy an advanced copy. It'll help these guys along. And we've got to fight against the elite. And check out IntelliHub. Put a link to that on your site. Brother, it's been great to have you on with me. Maybe we'll talk again sometime. My door is always open. Email me if you got something you want to talk about. But be blessed then, my brother. Thanks for being on.
Thanks so much, Pastor.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, yeah, he got out a little early. Actually, folks, he said he had something that he needed to get out a little earlier for. But anyway, I got about 5 minutes or 4 minutes to talk to you about, are the elitists and the top in charge of everything? I believe they'd like to think that they are. I believe they're in charge of a lot more things than what you even know. Like he mentioned, the vaccines. The elite doesn't take vaccines. The elite doesn't eat the supermarket food. And Monsanto, that is something we've got to worry. They've already corrupted all the wheat in the country by the things they've introduced. They do have a plan. But will that plan line up with the Bible and the biblical plan for things? You know, the Father's plan will come through no matter what. And you know what? I've read the book a bunch of times, and we win in the end. You know that? But there is a time of tribulation that we're going to go through. And I really believe that I'm looking for some dramatic things to happen this year. Now, we talked about, and I know you folks on live, on radio didn't get the program that I put out this last week about, I called it What If, and it was about the asteroid. Well, I found out a couple of days later that it was the wrong file, and so it didn't get out on radio. So my point to you was this with that program, and I'll have to just sum it all down into about 2 minutes. You know, when they first spotted this asteroid, it was like, you know, going to pass the Earth at 50,000 miles, and I think, and then it got down to 30,000 or something like that. And then now, then it was saying for the longest time, 22,000 or 20,000 miles, which was really close. But now it's 17,000 miles that it's going to pass close to this Earth, and that's tomorrow. And the satellite belt is at like 22,222 miles up. And so this is passing awful close. It will pass between the Earth and the Moon. Now, it's about, it's pretty big. It's going to be, if it happened to hit the Earth, let's just say it happened to hit the Earth, well, hitting the Earth, it would have the 10 times the amount of TNT as little boy, you know. So, like, if it hit New York, there would be no New York. But I think it's coming in on the Indonesia side, and it's going to be between 2 and 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Am I saying it's going to hit the Earth? No. But what I am saying is it could, because I don't really believe these scientists know everything. And if it does hit the Earth, are you really ready if you happen to be in that city in an instant you were vaporized? What if? Are you ready to meet your maker? Are you ready that if in an instant, at this very instant, you were taken out, Are you ready to stand in front of Yeshua? Are you really ready? Is everything clean in your life? Have you did all the things? Are you going to go to, would you be standing in front of him? And he says, well, what about these people that you could have helped and you didn't? What about your family that you could have helped and you didn't? What about, why didn't you witness to your family? Why didn't you tell them about salvation? Why didn't you tell your neighbor, love your neighbor as yourself? Why didn't you tell them? What if? And what if that asteroid hit? What would it mean? I believe that if that asteroid hits, you know, you're going to see everybody screaming and saying wormwood and all kinds of things. I do biblically think that this year is going to have some real things going on, and watch Israel. A lot of it has to do, it all goes back to the same thing. It goes back to the Bible, goes back to Israel. Israel's a time clock. They're surrounded with armies. Obama's going to try to push a Palestinian state. Just pray up, folks. My heart is that you should all be saved. That's where my heart's at. Anyway, pray about the mission church. Like I say, donations are just really, really slow this month. We really do need your help. I think everybody's paying taxes or been hit by taxes. I don't know what exactly the deal is. I need to get a newsletter out. It's still sitting in my computer. It hasn't been able to be printed yet because we're still waiting on donations. A major donation that comes every month was $2,000 short. We usually get a $3,000 donation we have for the last several months anyway, and it was only $1,000 this month, so it put us way behind. So that's about what we're behind, is about $2,000 on everything. And except that we need the bus. The bus could get fixed. Yeah, for about $2,000, we could fix everything around the bus. For $3,000, we could replace the bus, and it would be a better deal. Well, I don't say it lightly, folks, when I say that there really is only one God. He is the Father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His Son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for our repented sins. He rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Through him is the only way to the Father. Remember, he was asked, what is the sign? Who are you? What is your sign? He said, just as Jonah was in the belly of the whale, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. That tells us who our Savior is, and so it matters. And there's only one Father, you know. Our Father has a Son. Allah has no Son. So Allah and Yahweh are not the same, no matter what they may tell you. Allah is just not another word. Allah may be just another word for God, but God is not the name of God. Yahweh is his name. That's the name of God the Father. But Yeshua said, call him our Father, and that's the kind of relationship I have with him. He is my Father. Remember, always, always be a blessing to others, no matter what. That's number one, be a blessing to others. Well, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. That's like praying for Messiah's return. Lord our God, Father, King of the universe, I ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name that the Father blesses and keeps you, and his face shines upon you, and is gracious to you, and gives you peace. Until the first day of the week, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the Internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.